This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show! And there's a snap and a flash, and you are standing behind your Meats and More counter again. This time, feeling older.
How old am I?
40s.
Well, this is my friggin' shop.
It's absolutely your shop.
Just another day at the Meats and More.
Yeah.
Is it busy?
Yeah, relatively busy. You have about 3 customers in there, all regulars, all the ones that you've seen before.
Well, how's it going, Stacey?
You know what? It is so good, Griana. I just tried that cured bacon that you just released, and it is incredible.
Okay, I'm so glad you like it. We just kind of got a new seasoning in, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, what is that? Is that a secret, or can you tell me?
I actually can't tell you. It's run in the family for quite a while. So,
oh, my gosh.
It's kind of what I'm holding on to for dear life. You know?
Yeah.
It's like kind of giving me purpose.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
No, of course. I'm so glad you like it. Come back for more.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's just you running the shop these days?
I mean, it looks like it. No one showed up to work today, so.
That's so amazing. Just like one woman does it all, you know?
Women are great that way.
Yeah, just like, I'm amazed.
No, you know, ever since my parents retired, it's just been kind of, just me.
And she's just been like standing at the counter slowly, just like feeding the free samples into her mouth as this conversation has been happening.
Take as many samples as you want.
And then as the samples run out, she's like, all right, well, cool. Have a good one, Griana.
Where are you going to buy
it? And she just leaves.
Oh.
She walks out.
I'm going to put another sampler out because clearly that's how I make friends.
All right. Well, you work on getting another sample out. Dylan and Kai, you two are standing there.
Do I have my vision back?
You do have your vision back. You've regained it. Standing at the top of the stairs, as you regain it, you see this blue tiefling pushing past you. Lyko following her behind. And although she has blue skin, her body is covered in an equal multitude of tattoos that Lyko has.
The same?
Roll a perception check.
My -1 bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
9.
No, they're all different.
Okay.
There are no similarities. You're just like, this is so weird, just how 2 differently tattooed people are here at one time.
Are any of them gold?
None of them are gold.
No, they're and none all of them black. Look like the one I have?
None of them look like the one you have.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you still say that if I rolled perception and rolled a 20?
Would you still say that in my dice differently?
I plead the 5th.
Okay.
And they're caught in this very, like, hushed whisper conversation as the girl, she sort of stomps down the stairs very, like, glad this is happening. Of that kind of attitude. As she stomps down, and like they sort of stop and rest, looking at the raven, the mechanical raven, talking with themselves. There's a lot of vigorous pointing. There's a lot of like, and you two are still at the top of the stairs.
Is there anything while we were fighting that I would have noticed that they maybe? I want to try to insert myself into this conversation.
Okay, you want to try and.
Yeah.
A lot of it is crumbled. It might be harder to tell that the wings had been pointed to be used as a blade at this point.
Okay.
So you could probably insert with that fact.
Yeah. I sort of walk up, like, hand in my pocket.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I say, its wings were blades, and I point at the decapitations on stage. And I say, and when it opened its mouth, it emitted this sort of purple, right? It was purple?
Mm-hmm.
It's purple smoke, and that's what happened to the others.
And that's how they were petrified?
Yes.
Okay. And how many people did it hit?
About 20 or so.
And then she sort of, like, turns to Leica. She's like, I've had a busy day. I can only do three. And like, I was like, okay.
You can help them?
I can help three today. That would be it. And we would have to go to... And she sort of, like, gestures to Leica with sort of, like, an eyebrow raise. And he nods very quickly. She's like, yeah, we'd have to go to...
I'll take you anywhere you need to go.
Sure. Who's the highest ranking position who was lost to petrification here?
There were no soldiers other than myself.
Okay. Notable figures?
There were members of the Gauntlet. People competing.
That's now, isn't it? Okay. Best witnesses.
The same.
Okay.
The people in the Gauntlet, they are the most, they have the most prowess, they see the most, I believe especially, the two half-orc women, they were on the scene when it happened. I believe they may have gotten a better look at the creature. I can show you who they are.
Please, lead the way.
I take her to Margiani and Griana.
And so you bring them over to the two bodies gently placed. And she sort of like kneels down and like just like caresses each of their faces, and she says, yes, since it happened not too long ago, this should be a not quite terrible fix.
How do you do it?
You said you were a soldier?
I am, yeah.
What's your clearance level?
Coffer.
Okay. And is that a civilian?
Yes, she's a civilian.
Citizen?
No, right? She's not.
She is a citizen of the country, not this town.
Okay. I wouldn't know that.
Are you a citizen?
I wouldn't even know that.
Are you a citizen of the country, or are you from a different country? Are you from this country that you're currently in right now?
How big's this country?
Pretty large.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, she is a citizen.
I say, Kai? I don't know why I would know that about it. I mean, would I know that about
it? No, yeah.
Yes.
Are you a citizen?
Yeah, I'm a citizen.
She is. She doesn't live here, though.
No.
Where are you from?
Well, are we talking
One
about
word.
Troutbeck?
Sorry to hear about that. And she turns like, she goes, get a carriage.
He's like, can I go?
I guess. Yeah, you can come to the building. You can come to the building. That's fine.
I don't wanna leave them. They're important.
That's very sweet. Yeah, you can come to the building.
I am very sweet.
Okay, honey.
How do you do it? Am I allowed to know? You said do three. You're going to help them. How do you do that?
You use magic?
No.
Well, it'd be like explaining air to a fish. And she...
and
she said it very sweetly, though. Not even like as an insult. She's like, well, what are you going to do?
Can I pull Dylan aside and talk to her?
Yeah, you pull Dylan aside.
So you're going with them?
I want to make sure Griana knows what's happened when she wakes up.
Okay, because I really feel like I should go find the three cloaked people. I feel like they're up to no good.
Do what you think's best. I think Griana deserves to have someone when she wakes up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Same with Margiani. I'll let her know.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Make your decisions. Steadfast.
I'm going with them. I'm going with the petrification people. Can I? She said three.
Yep.
Can I sneak Joey?
Yeah, so the Lyco Sidé's carriage pulls up, and this tiefling sort of gestures to get the two girls in, and then she turns to you, she's like, the third?
And I point at Joey.
At the same time as you point at Joey, Lyco goes, it should be one of the owners. And you both point at the same time, and then you both, like, realize that you've done something, and then you sort of, like, look at each other.
I know he's right.
And so you back off?
I say, what's your name? Pointing at her.
And she sort of, like, smiles and nods. Holds out her hand, she's, Alicia.
Alicia?
Yeah.
I take her hand and I kind of bow to it.
Thank you. You don't have to do that. That's very sweet, though. Thank you.
And I want to say this sort of to where Lyco can't hear it.
Okay. You sort of like turn your head to the side and speak
I
low.
I say, you said today, how often can you help people?
I'll make sure that everyone's taken care of.
I think Lyco's right that Jack should be the third, and I point to Joey and I say, can he be tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah.
Cool.
Can I talk to Dylan?
Yeah.
Like, but it's like a literally like.
You're getting ready to go.
Yeah.
You turn back to Dylan.
Help put the girls.
Yeah. You help load. You help load Margiana. You help load Griana. And then you help load Jack. And the three of them are in the carriage.
Cool. And I turn to Kai before I go.
No. Hey, I got to see what these guys are up to. But will you tell Griana and Margiana when they wake up? Well, will you tell Griana what I'm up to and that I love her?
Yeah. Kai, don't get hurt.
I won't.
And I sort of... Is the orb visible?
Yeah.
I look at it and I say...
It's in like sort of a holster.
I look at it and I say, stay strong.
I just silently nod.
And I'll get in the carriage.
All right, okay. So...
And I head north.
You head north. All right.
Which is
not stressful for me.
where's north from Jack and Jill's?
All right, I'm going to just text you this picture. You sit in the back of the carriage with Margiani, Griana, and Jack all, like, laid sort of at your feet. You kind of have to, like, hold your feet up and out of the way so you're not, like, resting your legs on their bench. I mean, you could splay out. Really good foot rest. 10 out of 10.
No, I'll stay out of their way.
I need to know. So it's a canvassed carriage, right? So there's the back of it, which is all the canvas on it, and then the two front seats, which you have seen Alicia and Lyco go to sit in. So, the standard sort of guard in the back position is as close to the opening of the carriage as possible, the back of the carriage, right? But that is not in good eavesdropping range. So I need to know if this is them, this is the carriage, the bodies are here. Where are you sitting?
Where is seating on this?
These are the two benches.
And then this is the back?
Yeah, so there's like canvas, right? So it like goes like that across the top.
I'll sit like right in the middle, right?
You're sitting right in the middle?
Yeah, I want to try to hear.
Okay, roll a perception check.
2.
All right. You can hear nothing over the sound of the horse hitting the cobblestone road. As you head on up, you are heading in an upwards direction, more toward the Imperial Crest, which you also know houses a lot of the military, the merchants district. You didn't figure you were going to go anywhere else. Up. Where?
If I look at them, what do their faces look like?
There is a canvas in between
them. The bodies.
Oh, the bodies? They look relatively peaceful.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. Are you going to loot any?
What do your faces look like?
Hey, what do your faces look like? Are you looting them?
No.
Okay.
I just want to make sure they're okay.
Yeah, they look genuinely peaceful. And that provides a bit of solace. You ride quietly in the back of the carriage, sort of looking down at these three bodies. And what's sort of going through your head right now?
I am bumping along and I pull out the note.
Okay.
I look at it.
Yep.
And Dylan is sort of just thinking, she feels guilty.
Yeah.
She feels like she should have stopped it. And then she feels angry that she wasn't downstairs when it happened. She was trying to be. She was trying to be posted up and then got taken away. And so she's mad. And she's really confused. It's like within like an hour, a lot of information got thrown at her and she is having to make like, she's like, hasn't had to make like a lot of decisions on her point of view for a while, I think. And so she's a little nervous about it. And she like,
looks had she been coasting for a while?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that like, she like lost her friend group. And so she was sort of just like existing for a little while. And yeah, I think she's like looking at Griana and she's having this feeling of like, because of what Mavis said, she's doubting her trust in this group. But that never means she would let anyone die. Like Griana, that she's gonna save Griana. That is her mission right now. And she doesn't want, she's thinking about what Zill said about losing people, and she doesn't want them to lose Griana. She doesn't want them or Kai to lose Griana. So she's like, I think she's just really conflicted because she wants to like take care of her business, and she's at this point where she doesn't know if she wants to wipe her hands clean, but she wants to make sure everyone's alive before making those decisions, I guess. So I think she's just like confused and sad and looking at this note and feels like she should have done something more and that these people's fates are her fault.
My gosh.
Shit. But she feels better knowing that this woman can help.
Okay.
Like I think that's her hopeful spot. And I think she's really, she wants to know what the air is like. The metaphor.
Yeah.
She wants to know.
Yep. So, Merrily, you roll along. Zill.
Hello.
You are in a part of the district you've never kind of been before. Mm-hmm. The lucky part is that, like, much like the mountains in Colorado, you can kind of see where the castle is no matter where you stand in this fucking city. So you can orient yourself to north pretty quick.
What's around me?
A lot of residential buildings.
Okay, I checked my fanny pack. Everything else is still in there?
Everything else is still in there.
Okay, I'm upset.
Yes.
And I think I'm crying.
Yeah.
Because I'm so goddamn upset.
Yeah, Zill's crying.
And I punch a wall.
You punch a wall. Roll an attack? Okay.
But it's plus something.
All right.
Five. Well, I don't care. I mean, it's a wall. I'm going to hit it no matter what.
Yeah, take 5 points of bludgeoning damage as you punch a wall. And you feel your skin break around your knuckles and begin to drip.
My God.
Down your hands.
Makes sense.
Checks out.
That checks out.
I would say that's on brand.
Yeah. I expect nothing less.
Because how far, like, running or walking distance?
Weren't riding on the horse for very long. I would say somewhere between 5 and 7 minutes. So I would say double that for a walking return trip.
But that's return to Jack and Jill's.
Let's say 15, 20 minutes to walk back to Jack and Jill's.
I don't want to go back to Jack and Jill's.
Okay, where would you like to go? You want to come back to you?
Yeah, I just don't know what to do.
I think that absolutely makes sense. I think Zill is feeling that exact thing.
And it's just like, I feel like I have failed in some way.
Makes sense.
And it's just very frustrating, which is why I punched a wall, because I couldn't think of another way to express that.
Right.
That makes sense.
And it's just, I want it back, but I know that I can't get it back. And
Mavis is a little slippery.
It's just like, it just sucks because all my plans I had just are gone.
Yep. So standing in the streets of the Cliffside District, hand bleeding, you are paralyzed, unsure of where to go. Kai, you know exactly where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Down this alleyway.
Oh, Fido.
Kai's new character voice.
Kai's new character.
Kai, I love that choice.
The new, it's new. It's a rebrand. So you head down this alleyway. It is empty.
Mm-hmm.
So what skills are you using to help yourself along?
Well, I've got impeccable dark vision. And actually, because I took the eagle totem when I leveled up in my barbarian, I can see super dope detail within 100 feet. 1 mile, no difficulty, no disadvantage in dim light.
So even though it is nighttime,
mm-hmm.
you managed to see this alleyway incredibly clearly. You are searching for traces of these three cloaked figures that you have a hunch were up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
So roll an investigation check.
That would be an 11.
That would be an 11.
Okay, so you find on the ground footprints.
I follow them.
You begin to follow them. You are heading off strongly in the direction. Three sets of footprints. They take a few turns, but still heading north. But then they take a left back out onto the main road, and their footprints disappear.
What does it look like? Like what part? Am I still in the Midlands?
Yeah, so after following their footsteps, you are actually in the Merchants District. You've headed north quite a bit.
Oh, is it busy right now, or have people fled because they heard?
It's nighttime, so everyone heard stuff was happening, and they were like, what a great time to go to bed and close my door and not come back out.
Oh, okay, cool. I kind of I look around. Do I see anything?
Roll an investigation check.
Okay. Oh, that would be a 9.
It is eerily calm here.
Okay.
You hear no footsteps. You're just like, you're standing at the end of this alleyway. There's just like a bunch of trash cans sort of to your left.
All right, let me look at the map real quick.
You are sort of at a crossroads back into the alleyways from which you came from. You can go back south to head back to Jack and Jill's, or you could head further north.
Oscar the Grouch comes out and is like, hey,
I guess.
Do you have any cocaine?
Oscar the Grouch comes out of the trash can, asks Ty for cocaine.
It's canon.
That's canon.
Wow.
Hmm. All right, I guess I head north.
You head north. You are walking on the main road.
Mm-hmm.
What direction?
Okay. I'm going like a little like northeast.
Okay,
kind
so
of
you,
like towards the ruins and the castle.
Okay. So you're heading towards the ruins and the castle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that kind of northeast.
The bar that holds Septus is in a different direction. Do you still maintain the way you're going?
No.
I'm just asking. I need to know your destination. Where are you going?
Yeah, well, I was trying to go to where they're staying.
Okay, so the ruins or the bar?
You should know that place by heart. You're there.
Whose fucking name I forgot.
You're there.
Oh, the bar. I think. It's in my other notebook.
Okay, I'm going through my notes. They're expansive.
No, actually, you know what? My original decision was to go to the ruins, so I'm gonna go to the ruins.
Okay. So you are hiking up towards the ruins. And it will take you quite a bit of time, but nonetheless, you are heading up. Zil.
I want to retrace my steps for a second.
Okay, you're retracing your steps.
Can I look around for any signs of where she might have gone?
You're going back. Okay, so you retrace your steps a little bit. Roll an investigation. Oh, no. That's not a good noise.
Nine.
Okay. So you're sort of, like, looking for footprints, looking for anything that would lead you to the direction that Mavis sort of headed in. And nothing is becoming prevalent to you immediately. However, as you're looking, Mavis is... You actually don't know if it's Mavis's horse, but the horse that Mavis was using, like, turns sort of down the alleyway that you were going. Kind of, like, just, like, confusedly walking. Just, like, I don't know. Where to go.
Can I go up to it?
Yeah, you go up to it.
Can I get on it?
Roll an animal handling check. Seven. It seems a little bit apprehensive to get to know you, get to hang out and be your pal.
Does it?
But if you stay and you sort of like spend some time calming it down, it looks like you might be able to get it to chill with you.
Does it have any bags on her? Is it just
a no bags? Just a regular saddle.
Yeah. I had an intrusive thought.
Oh my god.
Oh, no. That's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
I had an intrusive thought.
How much time do I know how much time it would take? A long time?
No, like 10.
That's still a long time for what's going on.
Hours? No, just 10 minutes.
Fine. Yeah, I'll spend some time with it.
All right, so you spend the next 10 minutes sort of like calming it down, being like, hey, we're buds. You find some goldfish in your pocket.
Oh, here you go.
You're like, this is left over from the party. You're like, these are some goldfish? and the horse is into the goldfish. And eventually it will let you hop on.
Yes, I would like to do that.
All right, so you go ahead and you hop on the horse, and you are able to set off. Where are you going?
I'm going to go to the ruins, because that's where I said I was going to go.
And north, you head towards the ruins to meet up with any, as your rendezvous point, as you established. Some time passes for all parties involved. Griana is... petrified for this whole time.
Griana's 40 running the meat shop.
Griana is now 60 running the meat shop, and she has felt every year.
Hey, Stacy, if you're going to keep coming back here for samples, I'm really going to need you to buy something.
That's just like my kid loves the sample, you know?
No.
It's my husband and his favorite spot, so...
I know, but...
You know?
You're really... I'm going to need to ask you to please buy something if you're going to continue to sample your... This is your second tray.
All right, I guess I'll take this piece of bacon gum then.
Okay, that'll be 2 gold.
All right. And she like...
Like more like 2 silver.
Yeah. expensive fucking piece of gum.
Stacy can afford it.
It's made in-house.
Yeah. Scratch that. That'll be 1 nickel.
She hands over.
I wish I had
nickel. She hands it over, and then like she gives her child the piece of gum.
All right, now you can have some more samples.
And then they just continue to eat the samples.
You know what? Get out. That's right.
I'm sorry, what?
That's right, get out. Get out.
Like
Get out of my store. Get out of my store.
Oh my God, but like we're friends.
No, we're not.
We've been friends for like 20 years.
Let's be real. Do you know anything about me besides,
yes.
No, what, okay, what's my myth?
You don't have a fucking middle name. Checkmate.
Well, that's the trick question. What's my middle name?
You know, your name is Griana.
Griana. My name is Griana.
Oh, Stacy sucks. Stacy's from the Midwest.
Stacy sucks.
My name is Griana, and you are not my friend, and get out. Get out.
Yeah, I mean, we'll leave, but I prefer for you not to, like, explode in front of my son next time. You know, just sort of like a...
I'm really sorry about that. Get out.
Okay. And Stacy and her son leaves.
Where? Well, I'm just going to sit down at the base of the counter.
You sit down at the base of the counter, your back sort of to the counter itself. You're facing away from the register.
I take out my mirror.
You take out your
my
mirror.
My pocket.
Your compact.
My compact. It's blinged. Has a rhinestone heart.
Yes. And you open it.
Where did the years go?
Where did they go? And you look at your wrist, and you and your arm, and you see that your tattoo's not there. Because it's on your wrist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
It's like on my wrist.
It's like,
hold on, my,
it's like
my
right
microphone.
Here, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
Because yours is on your
mine's
foot.
On my ankle.
Yeah.
It's like my wrist.
Ankle.
Hand.
Sorry. I knew it was ankle. But like, yours is your chest. Yes. So yours is your hand. Yep.
Yeah, I look at my hand.
Tattoo's not there.
Maybe everything else that happened was a dream, and this is real. This is
the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Maybe. Maybe. No. Maybe this is what I'm meant to be. No.
The mirror in front of you breaks into a thousand pieces.
I run outside.
And you go to open the door, and you hear another snap. We'll do you two.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So, some time passes. What? Yes?
Am I getting a short rest?
What's your fucking problem?
I must know how long this drive is.
Can I have a short... Yeah, you're... short rest is an hour?
Maybe.
Is it
an hour? Didn't we technically do a short rest today?
You did a short rest.
So unless you didn't use all your hit die.
No, I've used all my hit die, but I get my action surge and my second wind back on a short rest.
Mm-mm, sorry.
Great.
It's like a 40-minute trip.
Can you guys just go on the block?
can you guys just, hey, I'll get you a few Z's. Can you mind if you
okay,
just
sorry.
Run it?
I just wanted to ask so I could edit stuff if I needed to.
Sorry.
Okay. guess I'll die.
Guess I'll die. So, Kai, you reach the ruins first. Mm-hmm. And you find them entirely empty. In a strange debris. Your only company.
Can I investigate? Like, see if anything, like, is missing from the time I was in there before?
Yeah, go ahead.
13.
This place seems to be unmoving, unchanging. On purpose. This is an artifact and a reminder of a past time. Mm. Zill is not here.
Zill's not here.
Griana's not here.
All right. Well, if Zill's not here, then the next place I'm headed is the refuge.
All right. So you begin to turn around. You start walking down. Thank God you had that fucking horse. Because if you had not, your paths would not have crossed. But just as Kai is leaving the ruins, you hear the sound of a horse's... God, what are they fucking called? Oh, my
Oops.
God. Thank you.
They're little feces.
Little tootsies.
Their hands.
You hear the sound of their tootsies clickety-clacking on them.
That's horrifying.
Oh, my God, yes. That's the kind of
and
campaign I want.
And then you hear
I
the
want.
Horse go, I am here.
Katie Mae, that's the kind of campaign we should be a part
did
of.
Did
all right.
All right, so you walk down the street and you hear the little tootsies coming your
you
way.
Hear the little tootsies cracking in.
My little tootsies got mud.
Oh, no, my tootsies got mud on them, but I'm here in the ruins. This is going to be someone's kink, and it's going to be awful.
Oh, my God.
And Kai, a surge of relief hits you. Zill is there. Zill looks safe.
Oh, Zill! Where's everyone else?
Oh, dude. Shit went down at Jack and Jill's. Were you there for the giant raven?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. everything happened so fast. I I'm just trying to remember.
Real quick, can I look around to see if there's anybody like hiding behind walls or anything?
Ooh, interesting. Roll a perception check.
Would it be perception or investigation? Because I know what I'm looking for.
It would be perception.
Really?
You can do investigation. That's fine.
Thank you. 20, not Nat.
All right. It seems like you're alone.
Okay. Seems like.
You dun, dun. You are peering behind walls. You are no, you I are don't. Lifting up, you know, you spend a few minutes looking and you feel secure and confident in the fact that no one can hear you.
Okay.
So where are they?
Well, Griana is currently petrified. Dylan is okay. Margiani is petrified. About 20-ish people were just petrified, frozen. So Lycos came with two soldiers, and they went to take Jack, Griana, and Margiani back to get them unpetrified. Dylan went with them. Lycos summoned this tiefling girl who was really cool and just like, she was dope. And she put out the fire, and then when I was upstairs, I saw these three cloaked figures go into the alley, so I decided to follow them. And I went to the ruins because I thought, you know, you were going there, and then maybe they followed you there, but they're not here, but you're here. Oh, I'm so psyched to see you, and I shit's going down.
Okay.
Where have you been?
I was running, and they attacked me, and...
The Dispara?
Yeah. I don't have the journal anymore.
Someone took the journal?
Yeah.
Like during the party?
No.
Someone took the journal off you?
Yeah.
Who?
So Mavis, she says hi.
Oh. I'm sure she says hi.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mavis never left. Where's Mavis then?
Where'd you get this horse?
Can you?
That was very good timing.
Where were you going? You were leaving. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to the refuge.
Why?
The rest of Septus wasn't at the party. I say three hooded figures. While all this is going down, outside, don't you think they may have something to do with it? Also, too, this black raven feathered dress I'm wearing, Margiani's.
Yeah?
It's Margiani's dress.
Yeah, she did use a petrification poison during the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
She did. No, I'm saying that.
Oh, shit.
Out loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
true.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh, my God.
You don't think. Man, she's in on it, isn't she?
Yeah, Kai. Yeah, I do. That's what I'm implying.
Oh, my God. We have to go warn Dylan and Griana.
I don't know if she's going to do anything right off the bat. She probably doesn't know that we know.
So what do you think? Do you think we should go find the rest of Septus?
Yeah, maybe. I
mean, they're probably at the refuge or something like that. What's wrong, Zil?
I'm just mad. I'm mad that I lost the journal.
Hey.
People still want it, Kai.
I take Zil's hands and like, we'll get that journal back.
Okay.
Look at me. Look at me in the eyes. We'll get that journal back. Okay? Mavis isn't going anywhere. Plus, pretty sure she's spying on me. If she's still in this town, she's definitely keeping her eyes on me.
No, Dylan was asking about her.
Dylan was?
She didn't bring that up.
Dylan was asking about... Okay.
That's where me and Griana went.
Well, why was she asking about Mavis?
She probably talked to her somehow.
This explains
nothing.
Kai?
I put my hands, like, I'm, like, rubbing my temples. I'm like, oh, we are in a sticky situation.
Do you still have my hammer?
If she had a rule for how many times she said
we
that.
Are in a sticky situation.
This week on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Oh, no.
No. Again?
Kai?
What?
If she hasn't brought it up with you yet, act like you don't know.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You want to go see if they're at refuge?
Yeah, let's go. Can we take the horse?
Yes, but I'm driving.
Fine. I hop on that horse.
You guys board the horse and you guys set off as quickly as you can. So, Dylan.
Yeah. During this even though I didn't have a short rest, I have been ripping up whatever is left of that outfit and wrapping my hand? Because you said it was mangled.
Yes.
My hand that I...
Yeah, you can spend some time. Roll a medicine check.
Oh, God. Okay. That's an... Nat 1.
Oh, no.
What do I do to my hand?
Oh, no. What the fuck do you... What do you do?
I don't know. I just was trying to wrap it with... I'm just trying to wrap it up. I don't know. I didn't think it was going to be that intense of a process.
So you pull out this thing. You just find, the first empty piece of... Like, this loose piece of fabric.
I'm going to rip my clothes apart.
Okay, so you rip one of your pieces of clothes apart and you start wrapping it on. But you feel this stinging and then this numbness.
Oh, no.
And you realize that maybe the fabric you were using has some sort of contamination from the fog. And you get it off as quickly as you can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you've lost a lot of feeling in your left hand. It feels like it's asleep. Not like petrified, but it just, you can't really feel it.
Okay.
So.
Man. Okay, so I have this bloody hand,
you just
I
have
guess.
This bloody hand that you, it doesn't hurt anymore.
I guess, yeah.
So, bonus?
Sure.
Bonus.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that benevolent DM. Thank you so much.
You pull to a stop. You hear the sounds of them getting off the cart. And walking around, and the two of them sort of appear, and Lego goes, we'll each take one?
Sure.
Lego sort of gestures, just hand me one of them?
I'll hand him Jack.
All right, so Lego sort of takes Jack and sack of potatoes, but planks of wood, her, and begins walking. Toward a building that you have not seen yet. And then Alicia holds out her arms, expecting the same thing.
Give her Margiani.
Okay. So she grips Margiani, much more gentler than Lyco did. And she says, thank you, darling. And she heads off in the same way, leaving you with Griana.
Yeah.
So you just leave her there and you head on.
I'm like, you know what? I think I want to move. maybe I'll drop back.
We'll circle. We're just.
Yeah. No. I circle the block a few times. Obviously, I pick her up. I'll be as gentle and as careful as I can. And I'll do the cradle hold.
Yeah. No matter what, I'm going to wake her with bruises from all this carrying.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it.
Yeah. And you roll a perception check.
No. I have a -1 in every intellect stat ever. It's 3.
So you start walking away from the cart and then, right at the very last seconds, you hear a bunch of tiny little footsteps and then something ram into the back of your leg. And then you sort of
what the hell, dude?
And you turn and look down and Iga is there.
Carly.
I'm
cradling.
Yeah.
I get down on his level.
And so you kneel down, and he's got really big eyes sort of looking at you. And once you kneel down, he sort of, takes it as permission. And so he jumps up and settles in Griana's midsection and curls up. His little, feet tucked in, just, staring at Griana's.
Loafing.
Yeah, loafing, staring at Griana's face.
I stand up with him. Can I carry them both?
Yeah, you can carry them both.
And I continue.
He's a very large cat at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I continue to walk in and I press kind of my forehead on his head. Give him like a little bit of a rub, kind of like a little bit of comfort.
Yeah. Very.
And I say, it's okay, buddy. She's good, right?
But you do not see him breaking eye contact with his human.
And I say to him, best thing in the world is going to be when she wakes up and she gets to see you, buddy.
I'm not going to cry. Jesus Christ. Oh, no. Okay.
And then she says, yeah, also, dude, you flew. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he just sort of goes like, I can't do
it. As I'm walking him and Griana up, I will keep being sweet on him and saying sweet things to try to comfort him.
Okay, so you say these very incredibly sweet things as you're sort of walking up and you get the first sort of view of where you've been taken.
Do I recognize it?
And you don't.
What the fuck?
It's a very nondescript building. It just looks like a house.
If I look around, can I see what area of town I'm in?
Yeah, you're on the Imperial Crest. Okay. You're pretty close to the castle, so it's like the very rich person part of town.
Okay. And I don't live this high up, do I? I live high up.
You live a few blocks down. Okay. For sure.
Yeah.
But yes, there are a few blocks higher up than you. You come up to this, there are these big double doors. And so Lego sort of comes up to them and like uses his elbow to sort of open the first door. And then he shoulders the both of them open. And you walk in with the two of them and you see this very, very ornate house that has been turned into sort of an office space, to say the least. You see a lot of like war tables. You see a lot of walls with a bunch of like writing and almost like string connecting things. There's a lot of like information sort of around you. And this person is sitting at this sort of like front desk when you walk in. And they sort of like stand up and they're like, Alizia, I wasn't expecting you guys here. It's late. And then they like see that you're all holding my hands. He's like, and they just like start very like frantically, like they're like standing up. They start flinging through keys that they have at their desk. They're like picking one up and like setting it down, like picking one up, setting it down, picking one up, setting it down. And they're like, okay. So then the healing, and then Elise is like, please. He's like, okay, the key's right here. I just had it. And then they're like,
"Do you need help?" Or?
And when you speak up, like this person like looks up and they're like,
"Who's this?"
I didn't mean to scare you or anything.
Who's this?
And at that point, Alicia goes, "This is I'm so sorry, hon. What's your name?"
Private Delaneo Rose.
Okay, this is Private Dylan. Dylan what?
Delaneo.
Delaneo Rose. Okay, this is Private Delaneo Rose. She has copper clearance, but we are going to make an exception today. And they're like, okay, you're going to have to clear it through. And she goes, I know. And then, but there's like a warning.
Would I know who that has to be cleared through? Is it fucking, what's his face?
You have no idea. Like, no earthly idea.
So it's not major.
You have not recognized any of these people. No one here is wearing anything that resembles an army rank.
If I look on the, you said there's a lot of information. Can I get like a word on a page?
Roll a perception.
Of course I would have to do that. That makes sense. A natural one, I go blind.
Zero.
Literally, it's a zero because I have a negative one. Oh, I'm so stupid. So
you die.
You die. You just die immediately.
I also petrify. And then it's
You switch bodies with Griana.
Okay, who rolled a one? Who rolled a one? Go over there.
Oh, banished. Dice jail.
She's fucking banished.
And so then you're like trying to like look around. And like I'll shoot you like this disapproving look, like an eyes to yourself, please kind of look.
Okay.
And this person goes, this one, it's this one. It's this one. and they're like, around the counter, please, around the counter. Here we go. And you're led around this desk, and up. There are two circular sets of stairs that sort of like go around, and the desk sits in between the middle of them. But up on the second flight, there is this single incredibly large door. And they come up. There are seven locks. And this person like shields themselves away from you, puts it in a specific lock, and then unlocks the door. And pushes it open.
It wouldn't be weird if I was looking at them because they're in front of us, right?
Yeah, no.
Can I just try to see?
Yeah, you sort of like try to like move a little bit to look, and they like immediately sort of like continue to shoulder themselves. They're not entertaining
that,
you.
That one carried over.
I see. They're not. Yeah. Good. Yes. They swing this door open, and it's just like this. Blackness ahead, and you hear Letiko, thank you so much, darling. That'll be it. We'll just be down here for a while. Can I have some, actually, I'm sorry, that's not it. Can I have some towels and definitely some wine? Probably that'd be the best thing when you wake up, don't you think? They're like, yeah, no, not so much.
What kind of alcohol do you have? Just with the wine, do you make mixed drinks?
Oh, and Alicia, and then the person that goes to talk, and Alicia's like, sorry, honey, we're a wine household.
Are you telling me that you don't know what a goblerita is?
No.
Well, Griana will show you when she wakes up. And then you won't be a wine household any longer.
I should have woken up right when they said it.
Goblerita.
That's the magic word.
With true love's kiss.
The sweet taste of a
it's definitely her favorite.
And so Lyko is sort of the first to walk through the doorway. And then Alicia sort of like nods for you to go next.
Okay.
And so Carrie and Griana, you head next. And then Alicia follows behind you and you hear a very loud, like kushunk as the door shuts behind you and you are plunged into darkness. So that means when you feel your first step down, it's a bit of a like, oh.
Yeah, this is the worst.
This is a stairway.
I'm a human.
Yeah, you can't fucking see.
Fucking terrifying.
A thing.
I say to Alicia, I go, is there any light at all? I'll do anything for any amount of light.
And Lyko hears that and he says, oh, sorry, I guess.
You guess.
And he sort of like nods at his quarterstaff and the end of it sort of lights up. So now you can see that you were heading down a spiral staircase, large one.
And Dylan says sort of under breath, I don't think it's unrealistic to ask for a light on stairs.
Dylan's like mumbling to herself, like what the fuck? What is? And so you walk down some stairs for a hot minute.
Jesus.
Finally.
I'm going underground.
Yes.
I assume.
The air begins to get colder. It begins to get clammier. It begins to feel moister.
Good. Okay. I would have no way of knowing where the fuck this is in terms of the city, right?
Nope.
Yeah, great. Cool. I'll just keep going.
You just keep going. You just keep chucking along.
Just keep. And that's where I die. So.
And then at the halfway part of this journey, Alicia sort of like takes in sort of like a small breath and goes, so, Rose,
like a flower?
No. Is he a general now?
A captain, I believe.
Captain, right? Related?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, that's so sweet. Your father's a very good man.
I think so.
Yeah.
How do you know him?
Oh, we trained together for a while.
So she's older?
She does not look older at all. I will clarify.
I was like, you know, I love MILFs. So I'm okay with it, but.
No. She actually looks so young to have just said that. She probably.
I kind of make that face.
Yeah, she looks like a 27 or a 28 on a scale from 1 to 10. And so.
Dylan, I feel like she wouldn't know shit. She's so dumb. No. Mackenzie doesn't even know. Do tieflings age differently?
They have a slightly, I think it's actually a slightly shorter lifespan.
Oh, well, then none of this makes sense.
Yep.
Dylan's just confused.
Nope, yep. And you guys continue the rest of your journey. That was like Alicia's kind of bad attempt at conversation. It didn't go very well.
I mean, I can keep conversing with her.
I mean, unless you're saying something.
I mean, yeah, I go, So you know my dad?
Yeah. I mean...
I've never seen you around.
Oh, no. I don't spend a lot of my time here.
Dylan, is this your mom?
I would shit my fucking pants. I'm part tiefling.
You grow horns.
That's why I'm so tall.
But you don't spend your time here?
No.
Being very withholding.
I travel. Have you not traveled for work?
Not really, actually. I usually don't get sent out as much anymore.
Yeah? What's your current assignment, Private?
Well, it was supposed to help Team Langdale in the Gauntlet. Just keep an eye on them, make sure they were getting through the Gauntlet all right. Obviously, there's been some hiccups.
Yeah.
I sort of look down at Griana.
Well, we'll make sure you're better at your job from this point.
I'm very good at my job, Alicia, right?
Yeah, no, I believe you.
I don't think you do.
I'm sorry that this happened to you. It must be stressful.
I'm fine. I'm sorry this happened to her and to them.
Yeah. And you guys sort of like round the final bend. And there is this black tile room.
Some shit in a Dexter, like what? Yeah.
So there's this black tile room, very large. And in the center of it is this large circular body of water. I wouldn't say it's a pool, though, because it slopes down. At its most deep point, it would only go up to about your knees.
Okay.
And so they reach this point. When the three of you get there, Alicia, she sort of waves her hand, and these very, like, calming blue flames appear at these sconces that are laid about here. And reflecting off of the black tile, it almost feels that you are just in a room of water. There's a very, like, smooth sort of sway to the light. And then Alicia sort of, like, sets down. She sets down Margiani, and Lyco sets down Jack. And they sort of turn to you, and Alicia's like, who should go first, darling?
I have to make that decision?
You know these people?
Well, in your professional opinion, what are you looking for most? You mentioned wanting to bring key assets. Is there a ranking?
I'm looking for the person who would give me the most valuable testimony before I wake the other two up.
I looked down at Griana, and I know she was upstairs with me. I have no clue where Jack was, behind the bar.
No clue where Jack was. No clue.
But I knew Margiani was on the dance floor.
She was on the dance floor, but she was
distracted.
Capital O occupied.
I mean, I don't know all of that, but yeah. I know that she was the closest to the scene. Right? Right?
Yeah, it depends on if you're like...
Like, she was closest to the bird.
That's true.
Which is what they want to know about.
Yeah.
Then I point my head at Marjani.
Okay.
Damn, she's going to frame us all.
So you point at Margiani.
I say she was closest to the creature, if that is what you're looking for.
All right, that'll do. It's your call, honey. You were on the ground.
Not at first, which is why she might know what happened more. She was with one of my teammates.
All right, smart call. And she turns and picks Margiani back up. And
it's just a...
And interesting choice. And she gently picks her up.
Orders, I guess.
What?
She listens to orders.
Dylan does listen to orders. That's incredibly true. And she walks out into the water with Margiani. And she kneels down with Margiani in her hands, sets her in the water, places both her hands on her body, and completely submerges her.
Can I... place Brianna next to Jack and go watch.
Yeah, you're going to watch. Yeah. If you try to step too close to the pool, like I was going to sort of just like gently.
No, I'll stay where he'll let me.
Yeah, so you stay sort of close to him. He just kind of looks bored, honestly. He's just kind of like
dick
sitting there like, and the water starts swirling. And then it rises. Creating this dome around the two of them. And there seems to be more water than there was before as the dome quickly becomes filled with water. Both of them completely submerged. She rises up with her hands on Margiani to sort of the center of this dome. And the dome itself sort of becomes this complete circle of water as it raises above the ground as this powerful magic, the strongest magic you've ever felt. People have talked about feeling magic in front of you, and you've always been like, I don't know what you're talking about. but for the first
That's
time, you're like,
most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But the first time, you're like, oh.
This is air.
Yeah. This is air. Just this incredibly powerful, pulsing magic. And you see just, like, her blue hair just sort of, like, floating in the water. The tides in it become more violent. And you sort of, like, lose sight of them as their forms become less than corporeal. And then all at once, the water falls. And this giant splash. And it hits your feet. As the water escapes from the pool and then comes back down. And then you hear the sound of a head raising above water and a